Okay, you played a lot today. Talk about that a little bit. Like, this is probably the most you played, right?
I think I may have played more in Nebraska and possibly Purdue.
Oh, really?
But special teams wise, this was a lot of special teams play today.
Yeah.
And then late third and then the fourth quarter was a lot of defensive play. And I was just excited to get in, to get my shot. Working hard every week, working with Taylor and Zane. Just working with them every day. It's nice to get out there and then help out our team and help out the seniors be successful.
Let's talk about your journey here, okay? So, from Lamont, right?
Yes.
Isn't that where you went to high school?
Yeah.
Didn't have the offers. You went to St. Xavier?
St. Xavier.
St. Xavier.
NAIA.
You're there for a bit. You decide you're going to chase Division I football, right? I mean,
it was always my goal out of high school to come to. I mean, it was Illinois. This was the school I wanted to come to. It was my hometown school.
Yeah.
Never got the look out of high school. It was unfortunate. But St. Xavier was a nice, at the time, powerhouse NAIA school. Mm-hmm. And I definitely wanted to still compete. And the opportunity presented itself.
Yeah.
If I could take my game to the next level. And I knew I could play at this level, compete at this level. So,
yeah.
It worked out over time. It's been a lot. It's been a long journey.
Yeah.
It's been
the long journey to get here. And then with a minute to go against number 24 Minnesota, you get a pass breakup at the goal line, you know, that seals the game. What's that like? I mean, what's it like to travel all the way to that moment?
Oh, my God. I mean, it was just a relief that all this work, my family's been pushing me. It's been tough. It's been hard. I mean, being a walk-on, it's a hard journey.
Yeah.
You know, pain, school, football, workouts.
Yeah.
And then finally making a play, prime time, big time game.
Yeah.
It's just a relief.
Talk me through that play. I saw earlier in the game they were trying to go to that same guy. Was that 82, I think?
88. 88 was the
88.
Guy.
We, yeah.
In our scouting, just that 88 was there. That's their man. I mean, he's a tight end, but that was their best receiver.
Mm-hmm. So you saw the read on that they were going to try and split the middle and then head toward you, right?
We knew that was their target, and a series before that, he did a similar move, similar shake. I knew that he was coming in, and I was just it was just able to, you know, see through him to the quarterback just to be able to.
Mm-hmm.
It was. The vision was right. I knew he was coming back inside. We knew he was a target through our scouting. Our coaches put us in the position to nail him. So
So talk about what the locker room was like after singing the school song and what it's like to get this win.
This win was huge. This is the bye week we needed. I mean, the guy just 4-4 is a lot better than 3-5, and it helps us. Like, we know that we can play and win in this conference and win a lot. And this is just one of those games that proves to the guys, if anyone was getting down. And we have great senior leadership, and they really this was that game that helped us say, all right, we got four more games. Let's do this.
So you think there'll be a pip in everybody's step in the next week? Like, you think practice will be a little up? Higher,
yeah, but I think that step started last week in the bye week. We really took that bye week serious. We didn't have a lot of practice, but when we practiced, we were on top of everything. We were all locked in, and I think we really took advantage of getting our bodies fresh, as well as preparing for the game ahead.
Yeah. Now, I do this thing on my blog where I do screen caps. This is my last question for you, and in the. Was it the Wisconsin game or the Purdue game? I think it was Purdue game. On a punt return or a kickoff return, some guy tried to get into your face mask, like right at the whistle, and you sent him. I mean, he was like a tight end for Purdue, and you sent him. Do you remember this play? You sent the guy flying about 3 yards backward through the air, like, you know, like a game, like a you know, like a video game kind of thing. Do you remember that play?
I think it might have been a kickoff. I remember coming off to the sideline, and coach is going, make sure you don't do anything stupid. That's what I remember.
Yeah, it was right at the whistle.
Yes, yes.
But he got up under your chin strap, and you decided to send him. Is that your brand of football?
I think, I'm a whistle-to-whistle player. I think that goes along with just the journey that I have, that I'm a hard-nosed football player.
Yeah.
So, if I'm gonna do everything I can between whistles to make the play, so I'm not gonna just stop.
Sure.
If it's in the rules, of course.
Yeah, right. Within right. The boundary. Within the rules. All right. Clint, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, how are you? Good.